Every Christ follower is issued a simple and yet profound invitation. It's an invitation to follow. However, this is not an invitation to follow blindly, because His footprints are there for you to see. Welcome to Fraser 365. I'm Chris Montgomery, Senior Pastor of Fraser Church in Montgomery, Alabama. If you dare to accept the challenge to follow Jesus in His steps, you will join a long line of faithful followers who have gone before you, both within Fraser Church and around the world. Thanks for joining us.
Welcome to Day 22 of In His Steps. Today's title is The Early Church Served Through Love. Galatians 5:13 and 14 tells us, "For you were called to freedom, brothers. Only do not use your freedom as an opportunity for the flesh, but through love serve one another. For the whole law is fulfilled in one word, you shall love your neighbor as yourself." Our text today comes from Acts chapter 2, verses 42 to 47. "And they devoted themselves to the apostles' teaching and the fellowship, to the breaking of bread and the prayers. And awe came upon every soul, and many wonders and signs were being done through the apostles. And all who believed were together and had all things in common. And they were selling their possessions and belongings and distributing the proceeds to all as any had need. And day by day, attending the temple together and breaking bread in their homes, they received their food with glad and generous hearts, praising God and having favor with all the people. And the Lord added to their number, day by day, those who were being saved." Today, we began our last week of In His Steps, Footprints to Follow. Throughout this week, we will review examples of serving that will give us a pattern to follow regarding surrendered service. The early church provides an excellent example of Christians who served one another through love. John R. Stott highlights the love of the first church. "They devoted themselves to the fellowship, koinonia. Koinonia bears witness to the common life of the church in two senses. First, it expresses what we share in together. This is God Himself, for our fellowship is with the Father and with His Son, Jesus Christ, as 1 John verses 1 and 3 tell us. And there is the fellowship of the Holy Spirit, as told to us in 2 Corinthians chapter 13, verse 14. Thus, koinonia is a Trinitarian experience. It is our common share in God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. But secondly, koinonia also expresses what we share out together, what we give as well as what we receive. Koinonia is the word Paul used for the collection he was organizing among the Greek churches, and koinonikos is the Greek word for generous. It is to this that Luke is particularly referring here, because he goes on at once to describe the way in which these first Christians shared their possessions with one another. All of the believers were together and had everything in common, selling their possessions and goods, probably meaning their real estate and their valuables respectively, they gave to anyone as they had need. These are disturbing verses. Although the selling and the sharing were and are voluntary, and every Christian has to make conscientious decisions before God in this matter, we are all called to generosity, especially towards the poor and the needy. Christian fellowship is Christian caring, and Christian caring is Christian sharing. We must not evade the challenge of these verses. That we have hundreds of thousands of destitute brothers and sisters is a standing rebuke to us who are more affluent. It is part of the responsibility of Spirit-filled believers to alleviate need and abolish destitution in the new community of Jesus. As Christians, we are called to follow Christ's example. As part of His church, we are called to follow the pattern set by the first church, defined for us in God's Word. Christ sets the perfect model for serving, and His church provides the pattern for serving God and one another. Both Christ and His church serve one another through love. Some questions to ponder today. What stands out to you about believers from Acts chapter 2, verses 42 to 47? Why is it essential that the early Christians devoted themselves to the fellowship? How can you follow in the footprints of the early church when it comes to serving one another? May we serve one another in love today. Be blessed.